the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is First Lady Darlynn Turner, and she is the founder of WOW Women International and Billionaire Minds, two nonprofit organizations dedicated to providing counseling, information, knowledge, training, and opportunities. So we're going to hear from her tonight and all the wonderful things that she's doing. But before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yeah, I would just like to say thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight, and everybody who tunes in every week around the world. And also we want to give a belated happy birthday to our champ, Aria Mendez, and she works with our homeless program here in Arizona and also work with the bullying and suicide prevention. So she does a lot of great things. So we just want to give her and Sonny and his whole camp a big shout-out as well, because the champ won the belt when she was on the road, so she brought the championship belt back to Arizona. So great job, Coach Sonny, and the whole team, and much love to your whole camp over there. And without further ado, we're going to bring our great guest on tonight, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this interview started. Hello, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on the show tonight. You can go ahead and formally introduce yourself, and we'll get the interview started.
Well, my name is Darlynn Turner. I'm hearing a feedback for some reason. My name is Darlynn Turner. I am the vice president of Hollywood Studios and the executive producer of various television shows, and the wife of Dr. Clifford E. Turner, who is the producer, director, and writer of the Emmy Award-winning show The Awakening. We work very heavily with gangs, with violence, with all kinds of things through the arts and the media. That's one of our visions, to be able to extend hope and purpose to the people that need it the most, and also function in different ways as well. I'm a minister, I'm a mom, and I oversee two other nonprofit organizations that are geared towards self-development and personal development. That is Billionaire Minds and the WOW Women organization that is specifically geared towards women and self-esteem for women.
That is great right there, and I just want to say it's an honor to have you on the show tonight, and I read up on some of the work that you and your husband is doing around the world, and I just want to commend you on all the things that you're doing to help and give back to others for a greater tomorrow, and I just want to commend you and your husband on that again.
Well, thank you very much. It's something that we enjoy doing.
That's great. And can you tell the viewers how did it all started, where you started giving back and wanting to see a better tomorrow within our youth and others?
Well, it started with my husband, who is a minister and has been a minister for almost 40 years in the city of Chicago. First, in terms of his ministry and doing that and having a ministry that's always been very well connected in the community, often going to the projects and other areas where most church leaders and congregations were afraid to go, being that many of our congregation were started, you know, in the life, on the streets. And so it began that way in terms of him having various programs and outreaches and auxiliaries like GED programs and various other schooling, classes, workshops to try to meet the need. And then back in 1991, as a matter of fact, when at that time violence in Chicago was on the rise, he wanted to find a way to attempt to reach the minds and the hearts of the generation, of the young generation at that time, concerning violence and, of course, all the other perils that they faced. And so in that, God gave him the idea for the show, The Awakening, because he felt like the arts and media was the way to reach them as opposed to traditional preaching. And so that's how The Awakening was born. And so he began this show that took off, that was a local program that was financed, of course, by the church, because we have to often tell people we're from Hollywood, not Hollywood. So it cost us money, you know, to produce the show. The church actually at that time, it cost about $6,000 a week to produce the show. All the actors were members of the church. And it just took off, and it became a hit series, ended up winning a Midwest Emmy Award for Best Show. And at the time, Arsenio Hall was at its peak, and The Awakening used to beat out Arsenio Hall in the Nielsen ratings. And so that is how the show was kind of birthed, but it was all already, you know, nested in an environment of outreach, and that was just another arm of it, if you will, to take it to drama and media. And so we have a long history of reaching out, and as needs have changed, we've just simply expanded our reach in different areas.
Man, for that, and that is great right there. And I'm going to pass the mic to my missus and let her say a few words. And hold on 1 second.
Hi, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your WOW Women International and what got you started with that, and what are some of the things that you actually do?
Well, I got started with WOW Women because I am a preacher's kid and have been in church my whole life, and really wanted to see a little bit more effort towards reaching out to women, specifically women's ministry, and having a message to women that would be authentic and that would help to open women up and to not have masks and not, you know, and really learn how to be authentic in who they were. And so, of course, you know, I've learned that when you have the burden many times that it belongs to you. So I began that organization to begin a camaraderie, a network, a fellowship of women who would come together with that purpose, not with any airs or any particular thing other than to learn from one another, fellowship, network. But then we also go out into the community together. We've transformed women's shelters. It's basically an active outreach to empower and encourage women. So we've done many things around the country with women's shelters, with single mothers, food programs, all kinds of things all across, not just in Chicago, actually in various states, giveaways. You know, we often do back-to-school giveaways for single moms to help them out. So all kinds of activities like that, and we encourage other women to be active and to help us and to come together to encourage women who need help.
That's awesome. And you say you network with women all across the United States?
Yes, we
or
actually
do events in different places.
Yes, both, because we are ministers. I'm a minister as well, and we actually, my husband and I, have 8 ministries around the country in places like Philadelphia and San Diego, California, and Orlando, Florida, and different places. We have bases of women and strong bases to help us in the cities where we exist. But we've also done these types of things in other cities where we don't have churches. So we have hosted, these types of events all over.
That's awesome. Do you have a website you could give out if there might be a woman that just want to be mentored or needs help?
Sure. Wowwomen.org. That's W-O-W women, W-O-M-E-N.org is our Wow Women website, where you'll see and actually be able to download some of the events that we've put on with people like Vicki Winans, for example, was one of my guests, where I have this real powerful meeting called Naomi's Corner that I host, and I've hosted around the country, and Vicki Winans was my guest one particular year. And what Naomi's Corner is, of course, is taken from the biblical character Naomi, but it's a time, because the Bible says, let the older women teach the younger women. So it's a time mm-hmm. where we invite a seasoned woman to come and talk real talk to the women of God about life, about marriage, about, you know, all the struggles and things that we go through. So there are some videos on there when we had that talk with Vicki Winans, and it was just a wonderful time.
That's awesome. And you have a big conference, like once a year, or how do you do that?
For Wild Women, yes, I generally have mm-hmm. one once a year. It's usually in November. I'm not quite sure. All the details are still yet to be determined for this year, but generally our large conference is in November in either Chicago or San Diego, and we move it around from year to year. That's why I'm not sure where it's going to be. It might be in Philadelphia this year, but then all year round we have the women's fellowships and we have the various activities. Like we stated, like we're going to be having a school giveaway, actually around the network over the next couple of weeks in various locations.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And tell us a little bit about your other program called Billionaire Minds.
Billionaire Minds was birthed out of my desire to see all people and all children be given the opportunity to have the information and the understanding to be successful, because I recognize that pretty much the only difference between a lot of those that end up successful is really their information, and because they were taught and given understanding and mentoring. So there are a lot of geniuses that are on the street and then are doing things other than really what they've been called in life to do. So Billionaire Minds is really geared towards helping to bring understanding to areas and neighborhoods that need understanding about money, about success, you know, to really break it down for them. We attempt to impart a business mindset so that they understand, you know, from the youth, or to have an intention of owning a business as opposed to a mindset of getting a good job. It's really about mm-hmm. Imparting the right mindset for prosperity and for success at a young age, which many times is not taught in the home. And so that's really what Billionaire Minds is about. It really focuses on the mindset and on imparting those types of principles to understand why wealthy people are wealthy and how success really comes.
Exactly. What do you feel that is one of the biggest, maybe not problem, but what do you see a lot when women come to you? You know, you're out in the streets, you're down in different communities, like you said, where people just aren't taught these kinds of things. But what kind of problems are you seeing the most of?
Well, I mean, besides, you know, marital problems and women being unhappy because of their the lack of growth of their spouse, that's one thing, or their mate or their partner, which is one thing that we attempt to emphasize, is that you want to change the mindset to not base your happiness on someone else.
Right.
That's number one. You know, there's a lot of I've seen a lot of women come very depressed and broke down over someone else's actions, which is really the wrong position to take in terms of their own happiness and putting their lives on hold based on someone else's choices, which, of course, they cannot control. So one of the main things is that women tend to not own their own lives and the results of their own lives. And so that's one of the main things that we attempt to do, as well as bring value to so many women. We meet a lot of women that are that are stay-at-home moms that somehow feel inadequate. And so we attempt to show them, even biblically, how important their role is and how they should not compare themselves, for example, to the corporate woman, because the role of the wife and the role of raising the children is so important. And so we try to impart that in them, to not have standards and take the standards of the world and apply them to themselves, but as opposed to that, to be able to recognize the value of where they are. So assessing self-value and self-esteem is also a big problem that we see with women.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many things that women can do nowadays from home to, you know, feel even better about themselves. There's, you know, different kinds of online jobs, or, you know, they can become self-sufficient in so many different things, just, you know, online, that they can still even, you know, have their businesses and make money. And
you know what, our focus is really on them getting to the core of what they were made to do. And if they were made, though, to raise their family, okay, you know, like the Bible says in Proverbs 31, that King Lemuel learned how to be a king from his mother. You know, how can we denounce someone who is training the next king or the next president? I mean, that's part of our message. I mean, we just want to make sure that we're doing what we're called to do and being satisfied in that, even if I'm not, quote unquote, you know, working a job or bringing in so much money, the key is, am I doing what I've been called to do, or particularly what is important for me at this time? And so we have to put the correct value on even being a mother without a job online, if I'm raising the next king.
The wrong thing. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. Technical difficulty for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with our great, great guest tonight. And thank you for coming on the show, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. And we're going to bring First Lady Ms. Turner back on the show tonight. First Lady, you back on.
Hello. God bless.
Thank you so much. And First Lady, I would like for you to just let the viewers have that website again to contact you. And we know how busy you is on the road, and we want to thank you for giving us this half hour to spread the message with you tonight.
You are so welcome. I actually want to give two websites. One, the Wild Women Organization is wowwomen.org. And I forgot to mention, we talked about it briefly, was the Billionaire Minds website, which is billionaireminds.org. And you can go there and see some of the wonderful events that we've had. Our last featured Billionaire Mind that we had, that we brought to our students and our young people, was none other than the famous shark, Damon John. And we had an excellent time with him.
And anything else you would like to let the viewers know, First Lady?
Well, one of the things that particularly we wanted to emphasize with what's going on now was our Project Awakening, because the Awakening show we mentioned, but we are doing a cause or a campaign with all the violence in Chicago and, of course, across the nation. And so we have a walk coming up on August the 30th at 6200 South Lakeshore Drive. And the information can be found at walk.awakening.com. But it's basically just the beginning of a campaign for us to come together to network and bring organizations, churches, families, and corporations together for us to all do our part in this battle against violence. And so we're asking neighborhood organizations to visit walk.awakening.com if you want to register your organization, so that other people know about what kind of services that you render, because we find that many times there is help available, but there is not enough information for people to be able to access that information. And so we would love for the listening audience to support Walk at walk.awakening.com. And you can also support by going to awakening.com. We have free episodes there that you can download the episodes for free, or you can support with some of the there's three seasons that are there available. And season four is going to be coming out soon.
Sounds great right there. And we want everybody to know, if you didn't get all the information, you can also go back after the show is edited, and you can go right back and listen to all the great information the First Lady have gave out and spread the message to others about the events that's coming up, and also go to the websites and get all the information. And we must join together once again to keep educating our youth and others to a better tomorrow and cease on this violence. Too much to do in America now together than be out here doing that, you know. So any more last words, First Lady?
No. Thank you so much for your time.
And we appreciate you, and it was an honor having you on the show tonight. And God bless you and the family.
Thank you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we had a great, great guest on tonight. We had the First Lady on tonight, and she brought a great message tonight. And we want everybody to, if you didn't get the first half, you can always re-listen to the show. But we're going to go into the second half of the show tonight, and we want to give some shout-outs in a few minutes. But we're going to get right to it and go to a couple commercials and go to a few songs, and then we'll give some great shout-outs right back.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website, freegiproject.org, to sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of the police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference. This September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlookyouback@gmail.com. Or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email Lucinda Boyd, rn@gmail.com. Or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the anti-gang, drug violence, and abuse awareness conference. It's September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Let's see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change, got a fountain full of wishes. Mateen Cleveland in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't draw nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boozy toast, Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. Believe no one would have me.
Trust him for me, friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Join my world, girl. That's all I wanna say. shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it, baby, baby, yeah. All I want you to do is say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. It's a B-O-Y-D. It's a B-O-Y-D. My world, your time, my yacht, my love, your world, my girl. That's all I wanna say. Shake it, baby.
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. All I want you to do, shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world. Can I love you down? Can I love you down? That's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do. Shake it, baby, hey, yeah, yeah. When I see you walking, girl, when I see you moving, girl. My mind wonder, baby, when I see you walking down the street, girl. Let me see you, baby, let me see you rock around my world, girl. All I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl. B-O-Y-D thing, it's a B-O-Y-D thing. Can you jump, girl?
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl? My girl,
shake it, baby. Shake it, yeah.
Shake, girl.
What it do?
Shake, girl. With me, girl. Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovebyback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlovebyback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang and Drug Violence and Abuse Awareness Conference this September 6, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least three people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships. I've stolen from people, my family. I physically abused them. I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential because I chose to pick a little white rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project. I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, "Hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do." And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay. That was worth it, and then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, "You're gonna get addicted really bad and real quick," and I just kept saying, "No, I'm not addicted," and it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day, and I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
Every day's a hustle,
I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So
really distressed in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. Young, black, and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching. Catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking. Listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I put flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it. Showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave, and I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a face, put my arms around your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Y'all ain't no secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my addiction and I'm finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a face, put my arms around your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
We got a little secret nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line. You
already mine, so it ain't no crime. And I do the talking, girl, I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.